Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Canadian Olympic Committee On the Podium media conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Ricky Landry. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à la conférence médiatique du Comité Olympique Canadien. J'aimerais maintenant céder la parole à Monsieur Ricky Landry. À vous la parole. Please go ahead, Mr. Landry.
Merci, Patrick. Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning. Je m'appelle Ricky Landry, gestionnaire des communications organisationnelles au Comité olympique canadien. My name is Ricky Landry. I'm manager of corporate communications at the COC, and I'd like to welcome you all to this joint conference today from the Canadian Olympic Committee and On the Podium. We are now just over 3 weeks away from the opening ceremony in Rio, and we are using this opportunity to provide you with an update on where things stand at this moment in terms of expectations and preparations for Team Canada at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. Nous avons convoqué cet appel conférence pour vous mettre à jour sur les attentes et les préparatifs de l'équipe Canada à l'approche des Jeux de Rio qui s'ouvriront dans un peu plus de trois semaines. So joining us on the call today, we have from the COC, the Chief Executive Officer and Secretary General Chris Overholt. He will provide an update on team preparation ahead of the Games. Le directeur exécutif du sport du COC, Eric Miles, est présent pour répondre aux questions en français sur la préparation d'équipe Canada. The On the Podium, Anne Merklinger, the CEO, is here to outline the work that has been done to help the athletes perform at their best. She'll go through performance expectations and what to watch for at the Games. Et pour répondre aux questions en français, on a Lane McAdam, le directeur des partenariats et des activités d'Anul Podium. I now hand it over to Anne Merklinger from On the Podium.
Ms. Merklinger, please go ahead.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Merklinger's line has disconnected and she's back. Ms. Merklinger, Mr. Landry, turn the meeting over to you. Please go ahead.
Okay, merci beaucoup. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Je m'appelle Anne Merklinger et je suis la directrice générale d'Annu Le Podium. Nous sommes à 23 jours avant les Jeux de Rio. Merci de votre participation aujourd'hui à cette mise à jour technique. Let me start by saying Canada is ready. The athletes are ready, the coaches are ready, the support staff are ready, and the Canadian Olympic Committee is ready. This morning, we would like to provide you with a progress report as we head into Rio. From On the Podium's perspective, I'd like to touch on four specific areas. The first is to identify the gaps that we identified as an organization post-London after the 2012 Olympic Games. Secondly, what have we done to address these gaps and where have we improved? Thirdly, what are our performance expectations heading into Rio? And then finally, what to watch for in Rio? So let's look more closely at the gaps that we identified post-London. There were three. We had a very shallow pool of podium potential athletes, and throughout the time leading into London and during the Games, we had some injuries to top athletes that had a significant impact on our medal potential. The second gap was that we identified that there had been no significant increase in the number of top eight finishes for Canada between 2004 and 2012. And finally, there were gaps in the quality of technical leaders in coaches in some of Canada's key sports. Since London, the Government of Canada has remained committed to Canada's quest to win more medals in the Olympic and Paralympic Games. $64 million annually is invested by the Government of Canada in helping athletes win medals at the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Of this, $40 million is annually dedicated entirely for summer sports. The new government, under Minister Qualtrough's leadership, further strengthened their commitment with the approval of $20 million of new funding over the next 4 years, focused on Canada's next generation of podium potential athletes. OCP, together with the Government of Canada, the Canadian Olympic Committee, and the Canadian Paralympic Committee, have all collaborated in addressing the gaps that we identified after London. Secondly, what have we done and where have we improved? Heading into Rio, we have healthier athletes. There has been an increased focus on injury prevention and injury management. Return to play programs for athletes that have encountered injuries have been entirely effective. Secondly, recognizing how important it was to increase the depth of Canada's athlete pool post 2012, OTP shifted our investment strategy such that we not only looked at athletes with podium potential for the upcoming set of games, as in Rio, but we also identified an investment strategy focused on the subsequent set of games, as in 2020. We won't realize the full impact of this shift until 2020, but early indicators are very, very positive. We have already seen an increase in the pool of podium potential athletes, specifically the number of top five and top eight finishes in world championships. We have also had very deliberate recruitment of world-leading technical leaders and coaches, and they have transformed some of Canada's top sports. Two very notable examples, athletics and swimming. Additionally, we have provided mentoring of rookie coaches and technical leaders heading into Rio, and this was particularly important for the new sports on the Olympic program, referring specifically here to women's rugby sevens. All of the podium potential athletes and teams going to Rio are optimally prepared. Every one of the podium potential athletes and teams have had at least one experience on the ground in Rio so that they can quickly and efficiently adapt to Brazilian culture and the environment. The third area to cover is the performance expectations in Rio for Canada. Our primary goal is to win more medals than we won in London. We won 18 medals in London, so 19 or higher will achieve that very important goal. Our ultimate stretch goal is to finish in the top 12 in total medal nation count. We know that every medal will matter, and it is an extremely tight medal race. Again, the support of the Government of Canada and the Canadian Olympic Committee has been critical. All of the partners have worked very hard and closer than ever over the last 18 months to ensure that nothing has been left to chance. The final piece of the puzzle is to perform on demand in the Olympic Games, the experience that every Canadian athlete is striving for in Rio. Finally, what to watch for in Rio, I would like to identify three key performance stories. Firstly, we are tracking well to win more medals in Rio than in London. Athletics heads into Rio as Canada's strongest multi-medal sport. In addition, diving, swimming, cycling, and women's wrestling also have strong multiple medal potential. Secondly, Canada heads to the 2016 Games with more top threes, more top fives, and more top eights than we had heading into the 2012 Games. Approximately 15% more, and this is significant. We are continuing to increase the athlete pool for 2020 and 2024, and that remains a top priority. Finally, Canada has qualified five summer team sports, and women's rugby sevens is at the top of the list amongst these sports as far as medal contention is concerned. Team sports at the Olympic Games have a tremendous impact on the whole Canadian team in Rio and are on our great nation from coast to coast to coast. Qualifying in five team sports ties Canada's record as the most ever since Los Angeles in 1984. We had five in Beijing, and again, we had five in Sydney. This, again, is a tremendous accomplishment to have qualified five team sports. The Canadian team is in very good hands with the Canadian Olympic Committee leading the mission into Rio, and I'd now like to pass it over to Chris Bogle, the Chief Executive Officer of the Canadian Olympic Committee. Thank you very much.
Good morning, and thank you all for joining us today. Bonjour, merci d'être de présent aujourd'hui. Je suis très fier d'être ici avec mon ami Anne Merklinger pour discuter nos plans pour Rio. It's my honor to be here with all of you today and to stand side by side with our partner in high performance sport, On the Podium CEO, Anne Merklinger. The partnership between the Canadian Olympic Committee and On the Podium has fundamentally changed the culture of sport in this country, and in many ways is the envy of the world, and is stronger than ever. And on behalf of the team, on behalf of Team Canada, I'd like to extend my gratitude to you and your team for your steadfast and unwavering support of this country's Olympic goals. Together, we are changing the game. As we stand here today, we are incredibly just 23 short days from the opening ceremony of the Rio 2016 Summer Olympic Games. And I'm proud to declare that the Canadian Olympic team is ready for Rio. The team heading to Brazil stands as a testament to the never-ending efforts of our many national sports federations. They are the ones on the ground working every day with our Olympians, helping them to become world-class competitors, bringing them one step closer to their goals. I know the COC, Own the Podium, and our federal government partners are proud to stand with them. A successful Olympic team is the product of an entire country coming together to support its athletes. Olympians are not created in isolation. They are forged and shaped by the efforts of thousands of dedicated Canadians and hundreds of supportive communities across the country. Canada is well positioned for a great Games, in part because of the incredible support of our many private sector corporate partners. We simply could not do any of this without them. With their support over the last 4 years, the COC has invested more than $40 million in Own the Podium to support their athlete performance recommendations. And together, we are transforming Canada through the power and inspiration of sport. We couldn't be more pleased of this team that is heading to Rio, and I'd like to take a moment to thank each of our athletes, coaches, the many staff and team members that support them, and of course, our athletes' families. Together, we're all positioned well to take on the world. And as a nation, we should be proud of the way our high-performance sports community comes together in partnership to deliver our athletes the Games. As we prepare ourselves for the days ahead, we can already see the progress of our partnership we've made together in the 4 years since London 2012. The results, as Anne's mentioned, speak for themselves. An amazing 37 top five finishes this year in world championship competition. Compare that to 30 in 2012, and 20 in 2008. We have many who are saying it's our biggest and most well-rounded athletics team ever. Our projected team size standing at approximately 315 athletes is larger and deeper than the team we sent to London. And as Anne mentioned, we have five teams competing in sport. When we look at the strength of our team as we embark on the final phase of the Road to Rio, we are confident in our potential to finish in the top 12 in 2016. During that time, we've watched our athletes reach new heights, deliver outstanding performances, and compete with the best in the world. Let me now speak about the Rio preparations, and let me begin by saying that we have confidence that the Rio 2016 Organizing Committee will deliver the Games on time and in venues that will meet Olympic standards. Leading up to the Games, there have been test events in 15 competitions and more than 40 events. While we acknowledge that Rio is dealing with some tough issues, we know the Organizing Committee is working extremely hard to resolve them. With respect to our security preparations, the safety of our entire Canadian Olympic team, including support staff and volunteers, is always our first priority. The COC continues to work shoulder to shoulder with our Canadian security agencies and our government partners in Canada to ensure the safety of Team Canada throughout the Games. RCMP officers have accompanied us on site visits, and we're in constant contact with the Brazilian authorities and other countries to share information and advise us on matters of security. I've also been personally in regular touch and contact with our NSC allies around the world to share information and compare preparation notes. Rio, of course, has hosted successful major Olympic global events or major global events before, including the World Cup and the Pan Am Games, and recently mobilized 85,000 law enforcement officers for these Games. The whole team, athletes, coaches, and mission staff have been briefed in the last several months, and we will take the additional step to take part, to have them all take part in a security briefing within 24 hours of landing in Rio. The COC is committed to ensuring that Team Canada and its athletes feel safe and secure at all times so they can focus 100% of their efforts on the performance and achieving podium success. Let me now turn to speaking about all of the steps that are taken to protect the health of our team. We continue to monitor all possible health concerns that could affect our athletes. Is taking every precaution and all appropriate steps to protect our athletes and to keep them healthy and ready for the competition leading up to and throughout the Games. We're confident that Rio will provide a safe environment for the health of our athletes. In 44 test events held in Rio ahead of these Games, which included more than 7,000 athletes, 8,000 volunteers, and 2,000 staff, almost 17,000 people, there have been no serious health concerns. According to Rio officials, no reported cases of Zika. While our focus remains on ensuring the best possible environment for our team, our athletes are focused only on the competition ahead. We know Canadians are excited to hear the stories of our incredible athletes, and we look forward to helping them turn those stories into legend in Rio. Canada truly has the best mission team to support our athletes and coaches and team members. While our athletes continue final preparations, the COC team, that is to say the team behind the team, is fully mobilized to execute a gold standard games for Canada. Preparation is everything. Our sport team is working tirelessly to ensure Canada's athletes and coaches have everything they need to take on the best in the world and win. And this group is led by three exceptional Olympians, our chef de mission, Kurt Harnett, and two assistant chefs, Isabel Charest and Carol Wynn. They have an exceptional track record between them. They have 8 Olympic medals, incredible experience, and a ton of leadership skill. Team Canada truly is in great hands, and we are fortunate to have 3 such established and dedicated people at the helm. Our athletes and coaches are ready to make Canada proud in Rio. Thank you very much for your time today. Merci.
So thanks, Chris and Anne. Now Anne and Chris will take questions from the media. Je vous rappelle que Lane McCadden, Daniel Podium et Eric Miles du COC sont ici pour répondre aux questions en français. I would ask reporters to identify yourselves and the media you represent. I also ask you to limit yourselves to 1 question to allow as many people as possible to ask their questions. Alors je vous demande de vous identifier, de dire de quel média vous êtes et de vous limiter à une seule question pour permettre au plus grand nombre de questions. Alors à vous, Patrick.
Thank you, merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. Allons maintenant passer à la période des questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, soufflez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur les touches *1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the *5. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press *1 at this time if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur étoile maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y aura un court délai permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période des questions. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Benoît Rioux from Agence QMI. Please go ahead. La parole est à vous.
Oui, bonjour. My question is for Anne Mucklinger. I would like to know, as a former athlete, how can you help yourself, the athlete? Do you have this, do you want to speak with some athletes sometimes, and how can you help with your past?
Well, thank you for the question. My experience as a high-performance athlete has enabled me to make sure that On the Podium, in collaboration with the Canadian Olympic Committee, has ensured that every podium potential athlete heading into the Games is optimally prepared. For an athlete to be able to go to the Games and have no regrets and know that they have done everything possible and have access to every possible positive contributor to achieve and realize their full potential, that is the lens that On the Podium brings to our decision-making each and every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Tom Heath from CBC Sports. Please go ahead.
Hi there, Anne, Chris, Eric, and Ricky. Thanks for your time this morning. My question is actually more about Tokyo 2020, and I'm wondering, with the IOC seeming poised to name the 5 and actually 6 sports into Tokyo 2020, I'm wondering if you've done any thinking around that and how Canada may sit in those sports, considering it seems likely that they may be included in the Games 4 years from now.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, for the question. Certainly, On the Podium is already in the process of assessing those athletes within the potential new sports that have evidence of podium potential. And as soon as the new sports are approved by the International Olympic Committee, we will be reaching out to the technical leaders of each of those sports to conduct a full assessment of the athletes in the pathway, both for 2020 and 2024.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Bill Beacon from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Yes, it's for Mr. Overholt. You talked about Zika, which is the number one question going into these games. But are there other concerns, in terms of managing athletes at the games? For instance, in Beijing, it was pollution was the big deal. This one, people are talking about Zika, but are there other areas of concern that you've been focused on in terms of looking after the athletes?
Yeah, thanks. As I know wouldn't be news to you, every Olympic Games obviously presents logistical challenges. This is not new. We have an incredible team at the COC that considers all of what we're facing whenever we're arriving in a country. They bring deep experience in games preparation, planning, and execution. And in this case, as is true for most any games, they've been working 4.5, almost 5 years. I think we've got over 15 recorded visits to Rio to get ready for all of this. And so we're quite confident that we're ready for this moment and ready to support our athletes and coaches. I can tell you that, that said, we've undertaken our planning for these games with an abundance of caution. We've been very deliberate in our work, and we've left no stone unturned in our efforts. And, of course, we've relied heavily on the experts that we have available to us around the world, both as it relates to our medical community, but also those that advise us on other matters. I will say again, we feel very confident in our plan, and as I've already said, we are ready.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Mr. Callier from the Victoria Times. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, this is for Anne, and Cleve from Victoria Times calling. I'm just wondering about the OTP funding, and some concerns were expressed by athletes whose sports were not doing well and saying it's a death spiral because you don't get funding and you get worse and worse. Just your thoughts on that.
Yes, OTP's mandate is very focused. It's to help more athletes win more medals at future Olympic and Paralympic Games. In addition to the funding envelope that OTP provides funding recommendations for, there is a substantial investment from the government in Canada into all national sport organizations to help them develop and implement their high-performance programs. So OTP's funding recommendation is incremental, so it's over and above the core funding that national sport organizations receive both from the Government of Canada and from provincial support as well. So, again, it's what we call top-up funding or incremental funding and really focused on those athletes with evidence of medal potential. To make sure that we are overall strengthening the entire high-performance system was really one of the drivers in us shifting post-2012 in an investment strategy that, to that point, had been entirely focused on the upcoming set of games, and we shifted that to a longer horizon and really focused at the subsequent set of games, really the 5 to 8 year kind of time frame, as opposed to it being the 0 to 4 previous time frame.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Frédéric Daigle from La Presse Canadienne. La parole est à vous, please go ahead.
Oui, bonjour. Ma question est peut-être pour M. McAdam. Je me demandais si le fait que les athlètes russes seront absents en athlétisme a fait en sorte que les attentes ont été revues à la hausse et à quel niveau, si c'est le cas?
Mais dans un sens, c'est certain que on regarde toujours la compétition, mais dans l'autre sens, c'est des aspects qu'on peut pas contrôler. C'est certain que les athlètes canadiens se préparent pour faire face à toute compétition n'importe où dans le monde. Alors, je pense c'est vraiment le focus sur les aspects qu'on peut contrôler et la préparation de nos athlètes canadiens, nonobstant le fait qu'il y aura peut-être certains pays qui ne seront pas là.
OK, mais il n'y a pas le fait que, justement, la délégation russe soit absente, ça ne vous a pas fait espérer des meilleures places pour certains de vos athlètes ou vous n'en tenez pas compte du tout?
Mais c'est certain que ça pourrait, dans certains sports, certains événements, éliminer certaines compétitions des Russes, mettons, et d'autres pays aussi qui sont peut-être en vue de les sanctions de WADA. Mais c'est certain, encore une fois, c'est pas des aspects qu'on peut contrôler, ça fait que c'est vraiment le focus de nos athlètes de s'assurer sur les aspects qu'on peut contrôler.
Merci.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Bob Mackem from AroundTheRing.com. La parole est à vous, please go ahead.
Hi, I've got a two-part question. First for both Chris and Ann. Can you both say what the overall budgets are for the COC and OTP for the Rio mission? And secondly, just for Chris, there's been many negative headlines out of Rio, as we all know, and it seems to have translated to slower than normal pre-game sponsor activation. I wonder if you could address that and whether that's had an impact on COC plans.
Andy, do you want to take the first question?
Sure, I can speak to the overall investment in sport for the Rio Quadrennial. And over this full 4 years, the investment in summer team sport and summer sport is $161 million. And that is a 15% increase from the quadrennial heading into London.
From a COC perspective, what I can tell you is that we have grown our investment in sport over the last 4 years. Order of magnitude almost doubled it. We've been on record publicly, and it's available in our financial reports that our investment over the last 4 years has been about $105 million in sport in Canada, and both as it relates to Olympic preparation work and as it relates to our overall provisions for sport and sport programs that we sponsor. So our investments for all things related to sport in Canada, not performance sport in Canada, have grown significantly over the last years. Again, in large part due to the incredible support that we've enjoyed from our private sector marketing partners. To bridge there, with respect to activations, we don't see it the same way, candidly. Our partners are very engaged right now in everything we're doing. We've seen an uptick not only in this year but in recent years in partner investment in our athletes directly, separate from our programs, and as a result, seen increasing activation in Canada across the board, very much on strategy for us. We said from the beginning that we're going to tell athlete stories, and more than that we're going to rely on our partners to help us do that, and our partners have never been more engaged as they are right now. And again, not only in the Olympic years, but in years as we've been leading up to these games, leading into Sochi and truly again since Sochi, we got money that's landing in the pockets of our athletes based on appearance fees and endorsements otherwise at record levels since Vancouver. So from a commercial perspective, I'm not sure that the Olympic movement could ever be said to have been any stronger than it is at this moment.
But from a retail standpoint, for instance, store displays on shelves of Coca-Cola products, only in recent weeks have we seen the Rio-themed products there. McDonald's, for instance, they're not activating like they normally would months and months before games by putting the Olympic rings and the games logo on their products. There seems to be a much slower strategy this time, and it appears to be there's this conflict that that bad news headlines coming out of Rio seem to be putting a damper, unfortunately, on sponsor activation compared to previous games.
Well, again, you'd have to ask those organizations specifically to their plans, but here's what I know. Again, our partners are engaged. Our partners are activating at record levels in this country, and we couldn't be more pleased for that support.
And just a clarification on the budget, can you say specifically what is going to be spent or what is budgeted to be spent in the August period, actually in Rio? I know you've talked about the quadrennial budgets, but what are you looking at spending specifically on the ground in Rio this August?
No, that wouldn't be a number that I would be sharing at all. And again, we think of our business in four-year quadrennial periods, and as I mentioned already, our investment in sport in this country has only grown in that time.
Thank you, merci. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question is from Tom He from CBC Sports. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Callum Ng from CBC Sports again. Thanks for answering the question about Tokyo. And I wonder for you as well, I'm wondering if the sharp rise in medals last year for the athletics team in particular has impacted your hopes. In fact, it's risen right in five. There was 5 in 2013 at Worlds. There were 8 last year. That's quite a rise. And so I'm wondering if that's impacted your hopes for Rio, or if there are anywhere, or if there's anywhere else in the last year you've seen some unanticipated changes to medal expectations with regards to a particular sport. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Yes, athletics is, kind of the strongest sport heading into the games. Their performance at last year's World Championships with 8 medals was historic for them. And, again, we are working very closely with athletics as they put the final preparations with the podium potential athletes and the coaches and the entire team. So, Certainly, along with the other multiple medal potential sports that I mentioned, swimming, cycling, diving, women's wrestling, those continue to be strong sports for Canada heading into the games. One of our key responsibilities over the last 3 to 4 months has been to make sure that we constantly assess other sports that may not have had evidence of medal potential but have recently emerged with medal potential heading into Rio, and there are several of those that we are now as an organization working closely with in the final lead up to Rio. And some of those, by example, are golf, tennis, beach volleyball, boxing. So every sport that has evidence of medal potential heading into Rio, we have to work closely with over the last 6 to 8 months.
And one question, just to follow up. My guess is you'll measure final placement on the medal total, not the gold medal total?
Correct. We will measure total medals, but we will assess every performance in Rio. So top 5, top 8, those athletes that are tracking have evidence of a medal for 2020 and 2024. Rio and every Olympic and Paralympic Games is the ultimate test for on the podium as well. And the lessons learned from the Olympic and Paralympic Games are critical for our organization. We are always looking to how we can improve, how we can get better, how we can help more of Canada's athletes and coaches climb the podium.
So just to clarify then, the top 12 goal will be informed by medal total or a combination of things?
A medal total.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Vicky Hall from Post Libyan News. Please go ahead.
Hi there. This question is for Chris. You addressed the security issues with the athletes and the COP contingent, but I'm just wondering what your advice is to athletes regarding their families, friends, loved ones, other people who might be coming to watch them in the games in light of the security concerns and the health concerns?
Yes, of course. Good morning, Vicky. We have, as part of our preparation plan, always an extensive effort related to friends and family who might be joining us in whatever country we're heading to. We have very specific tactical plans that involve helping all of those family members to be familiar with the cities and countries that they're entering. We, of course, brief them up on our plans on the ground. We talk to them about Canada Olympic House and how that can represent a destination opportunity for them where they can be comfortable and feel good about their experience at Olympic Games. So it's an ongoing process. It actually starts well before we land at this moment, and we've been working at that as we always do to make sure that they're fully briefed. I mentioned earlier, we've taken additional steps to make sure that we're briefing and regularly updating all of those who are supporting the mission in Rio, all of our sport partner stakeholders, but that certainly includes family and friends as well. So, they're always part of our plan to make sure that they have all the most up-to-date information, and we do that in a variety of ways. whether it be through email or real-time briefings.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Benoit Rioux from Agence QMI. Please go ahead. La parole est à vous.
Another question for Anne Mulkinger. We're talking about the objective of 19 medals, but can you, with the result of the last year, identify some athletes who won the podium, wish they won medals and maybe gold?
Certainly, you know, as I identified the strong both sports that have strong multiple medal potential, within each of those sports, there's a number of athletes that are identified as having medal potential. So to single out one or two particular athletes, you know, it's our investment strategy is to make sure that we're providing technical guidance and support to all of those athletes within those targeted sports that have medal potential.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Mr. Kaler from the Victoria Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is for Anne and I guess for Chris. The decentralized sort of model for having sports pick where they want to be centralized, and, you know, there's certain nodes across the country emerging, Richmond, Whistler, Victoria out here in the West, you know, and other centers. Is that working out for you, or would you prefer a more sort of like Australian model where everybody was in Canberra?
Yes, Canada is blessed with four very robust Canadian sport institutes, and they continue to play a critical role in our high-performance system. In addition to that, it's a sport-specific solution. So some sports may want a fully centralized model. Others may want a semi-centralized model. Others are more club-based. So it really comes back to what is the optimal high-performance plan that will result in each sport delivering and developing more medal potential athletes. And it is very much a sport-specific discussion. The institutes, however, continue to provide a very important hothouse for athletes at all levels of the pathway, whether it be 5 to 8 years out of games or 0 to 4 years out of games. So they remain a very important element within our system.
We will take one more question.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. Nous n'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would now like to turn it back over to Mr. Landry. J'aimerais retourner la parole à Mr. Landry.
Alors, merci tout le monde d'avoir participé à cet appel. Si vous avez d'autres questions, vous pouvez communiquer avec moi à rlandry@commercialolympique.ca. So thanks everyone for taking part in this conference call this morning. If you have any further questions, you can contact me or Thierry. My email is rlandry@olympic.ca. So thanks and have a great day.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. La conférence est maintenant terminée. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Veuillez s'il vous plaît raccrocher votre ligne.